Research is basically the discovery of new knowledge. And so when you have facts like 85% of the plant material that comes into the continental United States comes through Miami International or the Port of Miami, and less than 2% gets inspected, that's a terrific threat to our agricultural industry with the introduction of new diseases, new pests, citrus greening, devastating our industry in this state. We have problems with pests in our avocado crops and the laurel wilt disease carried by an exotic beetle. All these things are new, and so we need to continue to discover ways to meet these challenges so that we can keep our agricultural production healthy and going forward.
And Dr. Payne says obtaining dollars for that research also continues.
Most of our research is done through what we call grants and contracts, where our scientists compete with public research university scientists across the country. And it's mainly for federal pots of money. Most of the federal money in the agricultural research that IFAS does is in the Agriculture, Food, and Research Initiative, which is under USDA. And so these are highly competitive, which means that only the best of the best are funded. So for us to set a record this year across the United States in grants and contracts in agricultural research is quite an achievement. Philanthropy is also very important in research today, because there's always a greater need for new knowledge than there are dollars to fund that. And so the University of Florida also has been very successful in its philanthropy through the University of Florida Foundation. In the last capital campaign, which ended 2 years ago at $1.7 billion, which was the seventh largest in the history of public university fundraising, IFAS was second in the university behind the Health Science Center in raising private dollars. Now with the new president, we'll be announcing a new campaign shortly. And what's challenging to me is our new goal for IFAS is $250 million. And this is private donations where the donor rules. They decide where they want their money spent. A lot of it goes to graduate student scholarships, to undergraduate scholarships, to endowments to make sure we always have faculty who are teaching and doing research. So it can go for buildings to help us improve our facilities, which is a huge challenge today. If people are interested in what we're doing and they have a special desire or want to contribute to an important need, we will be glad to talk to them. And probably the best example in Florida are the citrus growers themselves, who long before the federal government acknowledged there was a problem and provided federal research money for citrus greening, the growers taxed themselves. They continue to tax themselves 3 cents a box to provide research money for competitive grants that we compete for to try to end this critical disease.